I guess I'm an advocate for young people, and I was voted 8th most trusted person in Australia by the Reader's Digest for the most bizarre reason, because I speak out on behalf of youth in a country that's turned its back on young people. So my message is we've got to build infrastructure, we've got to offer programs that will engage young people and support them rather than put them down. And the Cordell Height one is going to be quite a special program. It's going to be the production school, which is going to be a new strategy, I guess, certainly in this area, to deal with kids who are being kicked out of mainstream schools and engage them in hands-on education. I certainly believe you've got to be sitting in desks for troubled kids doesn't work. You've got to actually get them out in the field doing things in the garden or in the workshops or mechanics or whatever. So that's going to happen. And then also the residential services. The exciting thing here was there are already the Lighthouse Church has indicated they want to work with us. And there's a school here today with two of its students who are here for one reason, that is to see what they as a school and as a parent group can do for us as well. So without even having started here, we've been really blessed by people who want to help us out. And we need that in communities.
Just talking about Cordell Heights, for someone who doesn't know the history of that or how it's going to work, can you just explain that to us?
Cordell Heights was a juvenile detention centre. So we've been given $2.3 million by the RDA. And what that $2.3 million is basically to destroy any concept or image that it was ever a juvenile detention centre. So cells and all those things have to go, and they'll become really special four living units in that area. As I said, if we have any smell of detention, kids won't go there. They will have memories of detention centres. So that will all go. And then also we've got the capacity with that site to actually open it up to the locals after school as a youth centre, a drop-in centre. So it's an incredible site and lots of opportunities. And I know yesterday one of the reporters said to me, "Are you bringing kids from Sydney down here?" Well, no, we actually work in communities with local communities, so we'll be opening up to all agencies when we're ready, saying come and have a look at what we're doing, and we take referrals from locals. It's not kids we're transporting in, or they're not our kids, they're the local kids that we're targeting.
And is that based on a model that you've done in other areas of Australia?
The production school?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've been a mainstream teacher, and we certainly do schools, and I'm still teaching HSC English myself. And we have incredible results there, but there are a whole lot of other kids who don't get into that HSC level. This has the capacity, and it's based on schools in Sweden, and I've seen one of them operate here, and it was just, for a teacher who's been teaching for 36 years, it was, whoa, this is what every school should have, interactive, and, you know, they had a radio station linked into the Gosford radio station. They have all those things, and I just thought, oh, this will really suit our kids because it's a hands-on, and they don't have to sit in the classroom all the time.
That is a real challenge, that one you mentioned about having to get rid of any sense of detention about the place. Would a name change be part of that as well?
Certainly not going to be called Keelong, that's for sure. And there'll be a smoking ceremony. We've consulted the Aboriginal elders about, you know, that, and they have no problem. You won't see a sign of a cell. I think if there were kids who were in there for a long time, they may have problems, but that would be very rare. And in those days when Keelan was operational, people in my position would have said, okay, it's one of the much better ones. It was low numbers. It was every time you went in there, the kids were quite happy there as compared to the one at Campbelltown. But I think you won't smell or see anything like a cell there. $2.3 million is pretty significant to renovate through our four residential areas.
We're talking with Father Chris Riley from Youth Off the Streets. And Father Riley, as someone that's worked with youth for so many years now, we hear a lot about the problems that youth face nowadays. Just casting your mind back over the time that you've been working with troubled youth, is it worse now? Is it better now?
Yeah, no, the homelessness rate has doubled since I started. The drug thing is a bit better in terms of it was almost 98% heroin, whereas it's about 2% we work with heroin users. We are in communities now, though. In those early days, it was all the cross, but we're now in communities like Southwest Sydney, Western Sydney. Our most recent one is Bankstown. And there's an overwhelming sense of hopelessness in kids there and the feeling that they can't contribute. And so production schools and all those things we build around are really important. As I was part of the 2020, and I remember asking, can we please look at youth-friendly infrastructure? And the message was, no, we can't look at those things. We don't have a political commitment to young people in this country, and the media when bad things happen, call for her own, you know, lock them up, throw away the key, when we know it doesn't work. What works is engaging, and engaging kids again is easy. It's the adults that are the problem for me. They're the ones that are disconnecting from the kids, and the kids are just waiting for us to connect. So I find young people pretty easy to deal with. As long as you're respectful of them, they'll be respectful of you.
You've worked in regional areas all throughout your career, and Wollongong's more metropolitan, but we obviously go to a lot of regional areas. What would be your message to the parents of young people in regional Australia in terms of solving some of these social problems among youth that you've mentioned?
Yeah, I do go around, and I was just talking to a group, CWA, on Saturday, and I said to them, you've got to get out there and be with your kids, and I'll support you as much as I can, but no one ever takes it up. And I feel like I've come back from East Timor, I've driven to Gloucester, then drove to Newcastle, flew up to Cairns Saturday night, and I said, I'm really going to give up this sort of stuff unless people really embrace it. You can clap me all you like, but it's pretty pointless if you don't embrace those ideas. And so I've encouraged people at Gloucester, for example, that are mentors. And I said, I'll send my people up to train you and to psych match people. So it's about holding kids in your own community. Regional places are much safer compared to Sydney and maybe Wollongong. I don't know that Wollongong that well, but it's a big place, so they tend to have their problems. Just keep them in your area and work with them, and yell out if you need a hand, because we will certainly can't do it for you, but we can certainly give you the skills.